From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado's juvenile justice system will undergo a comprehensive review. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The state says Colorado sees high recidivism rates among young offenders. And although youth arrest and incarceration rates have fallen, there's been a $6.6 million increase in expenses this year. New York-based Council of State Governments Justice Center will conduct the review. Project manager Nina Solomon says over the next 6 months, the group will hold interviews with people involved in the juvenile justice system, including youth and their families, probation staff, and individuals working in the legal system.
We're also asking all of these groups for their recommendations and solutions, because we think it's important, especially for those that are most impacted by the system, that they have a voice at the table.
The review will also include data analysis. The goal is to bolster efforts to help keep youth out of the system, as well as improve outcomes for those already in it. Solomon says recommendations will be presented to lawmakers in the 2019 legislative session. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Colorado law enforcement will be out throughout this weekend as part of a Memorial Day DUI crackdown. The Colorado Department of Transportation says so far this year, 36% of the nearly 200 fatalities on state roads have involved impaired drivers. During last year's Memorial Day effort, more than 300 drivers were cited for DUIs. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.